Wendy, sitting to my right and across from you is noted pet expert Steve Dale. If anyone on the planet knows and cares more about animals, I would like to meet them. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Well, if people had GPS, they could figure it out.
Yeah, it'd be easy.
Left, right. I don't know where I am.
That's
here.
All right.
How are you?
We're great. I didn't realize Steve was on the show today because remember we started the show saying hi to Maggie and Molly, the two dogs that listen to us.
Yeah, dogs are listening to us, Steve.
Hi, so, Maggie and Molly.
Good. You better be on your best behavior.
Really? I would try. You know, this is the reason why you're number one with dogs.
Yeah.
And cats, yeah. By the way.
Yep.
Cats don't care.
Yeah, they do.
They do what they want.
Turtles,
they
by the way, big Mike and Mike fans. Don't listen to us.
No, turtles are, no.
I have two tortoises. Well, I don't. Dylan does. But, you know, I have been breaking up fights between the two tortoises.
Really? What are they fighting about?
Food. Well, one bites happen. The other one's neck. So some guy at PetSmart said, hey, why don't you get two food bowls? And I'm like, duh, why didn't I think of that? Problem solved.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But they do listen to Mike and Mike.
They love
really
Mike and Mike.
Sad
it's the
about
weirdest
that
thing. Steve, what exactly is a dog's purpose?
The movie. So I went.
Did you see the trailer?
I've seen the trailer, but there's a backstory to this that you're not going to be happy about.
I know, but I can't see that movie. God, I'm weepy when I see that.
Well, there are a lot of people that are now saying I'm not going to see that movie.
I know.
So I saw the trailer like you did. I got weepy. I don't know if it was La La Land. I was, you know, going to see that movie or maybe the Star Wars movie and then saw that movie. And I was the trailer for it. And I was unaware they were coming out with a movie. They're PR people for whatever reason. I didn't hear about it.
It's Dennis Quaid and his friendship with a dog, right?
Yeah.
That's the story.
Well, I think what happens is, yes, he grows up with this dog,
mm-hmm.
and then the dog passes away.
Spoiler alert. Although it shows everything in the trailer.
Well, it would figure if he, you know, sadly, when you grow up, but it's, you know, if you have a dog from the age of six.
And then you're a grown man.
Yeah, the
you'll
dog.
Outlive the dog.
Yeah, of course. You
oh,
know,
that's
and that's
so
what
sad.
That's what happens. But this dog affects his life,
mm-hmm.
as often does happen. By
teaches
the way,
teaches him how to drive.
Yes,
there's a scene where he teaches him how to drive.
Does the income taxes for him?
Right,
all right. You're both.
He goes to jail as a result.
I'm boycotting both of you.
They have their own company together. The dog is the CEO of a company.
Yes.
It's a rough job.
But I'm bum. So, the butt really affects this guy's life. In
that's
some very,
animal cruelty, by the way. What Wendy just did was animal cruelty.
In some very touching ways.
Right.
And then the dog comes back, I believe, as another dog to help somebody else.
Does
as
this
another
happen
dog
a lot?
To help
yes.
Hardly, it does
oh,
happen?
No. In the movie, though, it seems like it happens
yeah,
more
yeah,
than once.
Yeah.
In right. real life, yeah.
I don't
know
it
either.
Happens often.
You know,
it could.
I mean,
right.
Well, what happens with our dogs when or cats?
Or people.
Yeah.
I don't know what's up there. I know I'll be up there and you'll be probably down there, Bill.
That's fine.
I'll wave to you from up there.
All my friends will be there, so I don't care.
You're going to have more fun.
Yep.
As long as he's telling jokes and people are having fun, it doesn't matter. So I thought, wow, this is an amazing movie. I looked into it a bit. There's a book that it's based on that everyone who's read the book says they weep as they turn the page.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be an incredible book. I would love it because it really speaks to the heart of what dogs are all about.
Mm-hmm.
And then several days ago, actually, a video comes out. Someone on the set took this video on their phone of a dog trainer. There's one scene in the movie where the dog rushes into rushing water to save someone, a German Shepherd dog. And the dog clearly, in the video, you do not have to be a certified animal behavior consultant as I am to look at this video and say, this dog does not want to go in the water. I mean, the dog was frozen still and the trainer eventually pushed him in. After several times trying to coax him in,
that doesn't
the
seem
dog
right.
wasn't having, it's not right. And the trainer pushes him into the water. Toward the end of the video, it's unclear, but it seems the dog was having trouble and might have begun to go under. And they had to cut the cameras. And someone came in to save the dog. Again, that's unclear. But the video is out there, gets millions of hits. All the animal welfare organizations say, what the heck is going on here? This isn't right. You know, at the end of the movie you watch when it says no animals were harmed?
Right.
I was on the board of that organization for many years, the American Humane Association, and they have someone on set. I've been on set. I've seen what they do. And when the representatives say, stop, this isn't right for the animal.
Yeah.
The director, I've never heard of a case where the director doesn't stop. I am told the representative wasn't on set at that moment. Why the representative wasn't on set,
especially
I don't know.
Especially when it involves a dog for pretty much the whole movie. That seems crazy.
So whether this person had to go take a phone call or they didn't alert the person, because they film a lot of scenes that the representative isn't needed there for. You know, so whether they changed the shooting schedule, I have no idea. But American Humane says, we're going to look into this. In the meantime, representative, I don't know the person's name, you're suspended until we understand further what happened. The movie is just saying, the representatives from the production company saying, we're sorry, we're also looking into this. Now, is it the worst thing ever that can happen to a dog? No, it's not right. I'm not defending it. It's not appropriate training. And a professional trainer, they said in rehearsal, the dog just jumped into the water. After seeing this, it's hard to believe that. But whether that's the case or not is irrelevant. At that moment, to me, at that moment, the dog clearly didn't want to do it. And to push the dog into the water isn't right. Now, thousands and thousands of people are going to boycott the movie. They actually postponed the movie premiere. They didn't have it.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm thinking, okay, the movie, I'm assuming from the trailer, and, you know, I'm no movie reviewer, but it seems that the movie's a really good movie.
It looks really fantastic. Yeah, yeah. I was going to go see it, and now I'm
still going to see it.
Well, you know, you have child actors. If they don't want to participate in a pool scene, you don't just push them in.
True. That's absolutely true.
Get in the water, Dakota Fanning. I don't want to go in the water. You're going in the water, Dakota Fanning.
You mentioned that at other points this dog jumped into the water, but maybe the dog wasn't feeling well that day or just had some skittish feelings at that moment. I'm just pissed now.
Yeah.
And Steve, you say maybe the representative was off taking a phone call.
Who knows?
I've been on movie sets. A shot like that could take hours to set
up. That's right.
I don't know how long of a phone call they could have been at.
And that's their job to be on the set.
Yeah, but if they're not notified that today we're going to do this.
Oh, maybe they purposely let them out of the loop.
Some say that. Some say it was on purpose. Some say, you know, production schedules change. I don't know.
Julie has a good point and she wants to jump in. Hey, noted pet expert Steve Dale is here. Julie, noted listener.
How are you? When I saw the TMZ video on the news, it occurred to me that for someone to want to film what was going on, it had happened in the past. Maybe not with that dog, but with others who were being used in the film, and he wanted it documented.
That does make some sense, like he was ready with the camera, although if he noticed it was going on.
Why not stop it?
Well, I think, so I wrote about this in my blog, Julie, and wrote exactly what you said. I mean, I wonder a couple of things. On one side, maybe this person had the phone ready because it's happened before in the same movie.
Right.
And this production person said, this is ridiculous, people have to know. On the other, having seen this sort of thing before in movies, being on this particular board of directors, sometimes people don't have the best intent. And why was the movie, I'm talking about the phone video, released a year later? I mean, the movie was shot a year ago. So why didn't this person release the video a
year forward
ago?
Say there's a problem here, stop production on this movie instead of waiting now? That's a good point.
And someone said, maybe. You'll get the most bang for the PR buck if you wait till right before the movie is released. I mean, what happened apparently happened. At least part of it is pretty clear.
God,
part of
it makes me so mad. Like a big dog movie, you think this was the movie that would treat animals well.
I know.
Does it say no animal was harmed or abused?
The first thing I did when I heard about this, I went to the American Humane website to see if it indicates, because they do list the movies. And they just don't list that movie. So they don't say a sort of thumbs down for that movie, that the movie failed. They don't say that no animals were harmed. They just
indicate. There's no endorsement at all.
Right. As of a couple days ago. I haven't looked for a couple days.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. I agree with Julie. Good point.
Sure.
That just really frosts my butt.
You want to take this one, Steve, or should I? No? All right. We'll take a quick break. While bakers come in and finish off the frosting job.
I've got a coat on in here already. It's cold.
I don't mean cake frosting.
I assumed you meant cake frosting.
I don't even really know the derivative of that, but I thought it was fun to say.
I thought you meant the temperature of the room.
Whatever.
All right, we'll take a quick break. And then who knows what'll happen next.
I don't know why your producer, Kevin, is shaking his head.
He's leaving. He's quitting. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
We are chatting with noted pet expert Steve Dale. You can read his blog SteveDale.tv. Can I just read something else, too?
Yes.
Noted basketball player Jimmy Butler leads the Bulls to Orlando, and WGN TV Sports is the only place you'll hear Neil Funk and Stacey King with the hometown calls. Bulls Magic tonight at 6 on WGN TV.
Boo. Noted pet expert Steve Dale sitting right over there telling
sitting?
Us. Sitting right over I'm there. Sitting, he's, no. he's telling us the story.
Cheerio!
There's some. Can you bring
British
Steve
now?
A Cheerio, Steve? He's starving.
No, I was talking British.
A Dog's Purpose is the name of the movie coming out, but the backstory is not a pretty one. One of the dogs working on the movie was treated unfairly throughout the making
yeah.
of the movie. You know what this reminds me of? Do you remember years ago, there were a couple of acts in Las Vegas that used various animals. The most famous one was a guy, Bobby Borsini, who was famous in Las Vegas for his orangutan act. And it turned out there was all kinds of footage of him being incredibly mean to the orangutans when they weren't on stage.
Yeah.
And they shut that down. And that
Good.
Was a long-running, huge, huge hit in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I don't think great apes should ever be used in shows like that, is my opinion.
Yep.
You know, and speaking of which, you know, I...
That just really, really disgusts
sure.
me.
Sure.
Well, how about the elephant thing, you know? So right now, I learned this... And it's being announced on your show right now. There's what I did not know. I was down in Springfield talking about feral cats. And I was talking to the representative, an impressive young man, Mark Ayers, from the Humane Society of the United States. And what I did not know is there are still touring shows in this state that take elephants periodically from town to town.
Yeah.
It's shocking to me.
Yeah.
That could be. And up here in Lake County... There's a show, if you call it that, that when he told me about this, I thought, I really did. I thought, you've been talking to Bill Leff, because this really can't happen in real life, only in Bill's mind.
A lot of things happen in there.
That's what I mean. That monkeys mm-hmm. ride on greyhounds.
The buses?
No.
Because what? That's not a big deal.
Where would they keep their transfers?
Do they have to get a ticket?
They don't have pockets,
How
Steve.
Small is their luggage?
Your scenario did not pass muster with Wendy and myself, Steve.
I prefer ketchup.
Please excuse yourself.
They're riding on greyhound dogs.
Greyhound dogs,
like in a racing format.
Yes.
Well.
And I thought, I mean, I.
They're the perfect size.
Well, no, monkeys should not be doing this.
Maybe the greyhounds enjoy it.
I don't think so.
How do you know if you ask them?
I would, yes, and I am certain.
How much money could somebody win in a race like this?
I don't think.
Do you bet on the monkey or the greyhound? Kevin.
So many questions, Steve.
There are a lot of questions. And we talked to Bello Knock, one of the clowns who was in the Ringling Brothers
circus. Interviewed a clown, yeah.
Like the biggest clown.
Okay.
You think you're a noted pet expert? He's a noted big clown.
He's a clown among clowns, Steve.
Yes.
And he said his family has been with Ringling Brothers. He's like seventh generation.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he never saw them mistreat elephants. And you know,
so I wrote about this as well, and I talked about it with Patty. You know, I really think that the people in the circus think that they're doing best for the or thought they were doing best for the elephants. I really do, for a whole lot of reasons, including economic reasons.
Got paid in peanuts. I ruined it, kind of. Damn it. Go ahead. Sorry.
Not only the elephants, but all the other animals that are in, you know, the tigers or the lions. I mean, it's beneficial for them that they be healthy, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise you have to go out and get a new one. That costs a lot of money.
Retrain
treating them
it.
Costs. Yeah, all that stuff. So it is most beneficial. And I believe that the people that travel with these animals develop a bond with the animals. However, go to a zoo today and watch a zoo that does have an elephant. I'm not.
Yeah, Brookfield doesn't have elephants.
No, they
anymore.
Don't. Nor does Lincoln Park. And I am not debating whether zoos should have elephants or not. But elephants or any other animal. We were in Mexico at the Leon Zoo, I don't know, 6 months ago. And they took us sort of on tour backstage. And we saw a tapir getting a blood draw. And all they did.
It sounds like a joke.
All they did was offer food on one end and ask the tapir to lift a back leg on the other end, and the tapir was trained to do this. They use the stick to point. They don't touch the taper. It's like clicker training a dog, actually.
Boy, or that's amazing.
Using a whistle for a dolphin. And I saw them do this with elephants. So if zoos can do this, and they've been doing it now for many years, and in fact, my next WGN Steve Dale's Other World podcast is with Dr. Lester Fisher.
Oh,
who was yes.
Park in the Park.
Yes.
I love him.
That's the guy. And we began it with that song that they always used to play, the unicorns.
Green alligator, some
long-neck geese, some hokey back camels.
Humpty.
What?
Humpty back camels. Hokey.
It's humpty back camels.
Hokey.
They don't make
camels
hokey back
camels. Camels
are
hokey.
Some are.
Steve.
So he told
Steve,
me.
Steve, a monkey in
I'm
a Greyhound
ashamed.
Bus just gave you a thumbs down and passed by the window and
that,
gave you a thumbs
that
down.
That wasn't the finger, actually. I saw.
Whatever.
Dr. Fisher said, he had this anecdote. He said,
how do you stay on track with us? I'm sorry,
said,
go ahead.
I could not do a radio show that would ever equal me being on with you guys anywhere for all the shows that I do, all over the country.
Thank you.
So it's true. So Dr. Fisher told me that in this podcast that kids would come to the zoo and see him and recognize him.
Yeah.
And spontaneously, he said this happened too many times to count, sing that song and follow him all around the zoo singing that song.
Like the Pied Piper.
Yes. Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
And I believe Les Fisher, who's friends with Betty White, they're both in the animal world, right? She was on the board for decades of the Los Angeles Zoo. They knew one another. They were friends. I said, you're the only person that can look Betty White in the eyes and say, hey, how you doing, kid?
He's older than Betty White.
Yeah.
Steve, great to see you. If people,
were we talking about?
Animals, pets.
Okay.
All right. If you want to know more about Steve's world of animals, the best bet is
stevedale.tv.
That's the way to do it. Thank you, Steve. Have a good week. We'll take
a quick
break.
You guys are the best. The best.
Oh.
You're hokey.
We'll take
yes, I am. Say hello to Andrew Hayes.
We'll tell him.
He's a great guy. Yes.
A quick break, then some news. Bill and Wendy, WGN.